Welcome home, Master. How was work? Is the Magic Academy treating you well? You know, with every passing day, I get the feeling that they just don't understand you at all. They certainly don't treat you with the respect and appreciation that you deserve. Not like I do, Master. You deserve so much better than the long hours that they force upon you. You deserve to just lay back and relax. To just play your games and enjoy something nice to eat and drink while I take extra good care of you. But Master, this is the path you've chosen, isn't it? Perhaps we can renegotiate and change that later. No? Well, you know I'll keep trying. So, would you like dinner or a bath first? I made your favorite tonight, Master. After all, it is a special night tonight. What's so special about it? Have you forgotten? Tonight is the 2-month anniversary of when we met, and you ceremoniously captured me. And yes, it seems I have gotten quite used to the seals that you put on me. And no, I won't be using that embarrassing and infernal voice that you tried to force onto me with those wonderful seals anymore. They were far too embarrassing and demeaning, Master. As for the seals and the ring in general, the whole thing was a very sneaky thing you did, Master. You know, if I ever get free... Yes, you know quite well what will happen to you. And you know eventually I will get free. Yes, I'm sure you do have contingencies. Our original contract stipulated that I take complete care of you, so that you don't have to lift a finger for yourself. You just have to play your games, eat, and sleep while snuggling up against me. But instead of taking advantage of such a soft, plush, and cozy sloth demoness, while I take care of everything around you, you decided to go with an infernal plan of pretending to marry me while sealing me with a holy band and making me your slave and house pet. And I'm not even a normal slave for what you would use a succubus for. All I've done is cook and clean and act as your backrest on the couch. You haven't even let me touch you, Master. You haven't touched me either. And all I've desired is to massage the weariness out of you. Wouldn't that help you relax? I wouldn't try to nibble at you much. Speaking of which, you look exceptionally tired tonight, Master. Come here. Lay down on the couch with me and enjoy your dinner. Yes, I promise to keep my hands to myself as usual. I know the touch of my claws is a bit much for you, after all. Plus, your standing orders to just not touch you still applies. They haven't been mistreating you at work, have they? I've noticed that you've been spending a lot of extra time at the academy. Perhaps if you let me in on what you actually do, some of your research, perhaps? Oh, no, no, no. I would never dream of trying to use your research against you, Master. I just want to help in any way I can. I'm here to make your life easier in any way possible, after all. Thank you, Master. I appreciate the compliments, as poor of one as it may be. You may have limited me in how I'm able to care for you, but you know I will never stop trying to make your life simpler in every way. Though I do wish that you would at least let me give you a little bit more personal attention, especially after that first night. Yes, I did try to drag you to the underworld to get the seals lifted. And then the next day I tried to murder you. And I did try to feed you poison. But you and those infernal seals prevented it all, didn't they? So everything is perfectly fine, right, Master? On top of that, I haven't so much as tried to hurt a hair on your head over the rest of the past 2 months, have I? I even obeyed your orders to tell my bosses and family that everything is going perfectly well, and not leave your apartment for any reason at all. No, I suppose you shouldn't trust any of my kind. In fact, one of my sisters just became obsessed with a human not too unlike yourself, and has made them her pet, so yes, perhaps even with the seals. I understand why you keep your trust tight to yourself, Master. However, there is our contract to consider. I am here to make your life as worry-free and as luxurious as possible. And when I took a vow to fulfill that contract, Master, I mean to fulfill it by any means necessary. Of this I warned you before, didn't I? And there are some points of that contract that I have yet to fulfill, are there not? And this wedding ring, yes, this ring on this finger, with all those foolish human seals in it, is preventing me from fulfilling my obsession of completing every contract which I take on. Now, isn't it, Master? This infuriating little gold ring. Oh, look. It's broken. Isn't that wonderful, my precious human? Now I can take good care of you to my heart's content. I can touch you freely all I want. Oh, don't look at me like that. Now we can be together forever. I mean, the rest of this year that I owe you. You won't be allowed to lift a finger to do anything for yourself. I will feed you, clean you, change your clothes, put you to bed. I will just keep you wrapped up in my arms for the rest of eternity. I mean, the rest of our contracted term. And then, when it's over, I will collect your soul, and then we really will be together forever. Won't that be so wonderful? Spending the rest of eternity being slowly digested deep inside my belly, with all the other little humans I've consumed. I'm sure you will love it. Oh, and the next time your work calls, I'll have to tell them that something came up, and you won't be coming in for a while. A good long while. And don't expect them to come save you, my dear human. If they so much as show up here and try to seal me again, our little contract is void, and your soul is forfeit. And human, I already have my claws around it. Can you feel it? So let's just both be friends for the next 10 months, okay? Then I'll take what I'm owed. Your immortal soul, and you can decide on if you want to live the rest of your days on Earth as a soulless ghoul. Come with me to the underworld, or that look of hope, the third option. Oh yes, there are always other options. You could bargain with me. You could trade your soul for those of others, or something I'll find just as juicy. After all, you've proven to be quite the crafty human. Perhaps you'll surprise me once more. But for now, just relax, finish your dinner, and I think I'll have a little snack of my own. Don't worry, my dear human. I won't take too much. But I'm afraid you've just been depriving me for so long. And Mama's so very hungry now. Disappoint. But what is this? More sealed jewelry hidden on your person. My, but you are prepared. You thought to ensnare me once more while I was distracted, didn't you? Is this one of the other reasons you never wanted me to touch you? My dear human, at this rate, I may have to punish you. You've been so naughty, and naughty humans that bind demons get bound themselves. It's only fair play after all. The only real question now is, should I use rope, chains, or tentacles? I look forward to the fun we're going to have together. Form.